With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Cayman Islands national ball hockey team wins gold at the 2019 World Championships in Slovakia. The Cayman Islands fans in Slovakia as the team wins gold. The Cayman Islands ball hockey team wraps up the 2019 World Championships by defeating Great Britain in the B-Pool gold medal game to become world champions. This is the third time Cayman has appeared in the finals of the World Championships, having lost to Haiti in 2015 and won the silver medal. Mark Babin, forward for the squad, says it's a combination of months of hard work for the team and a lot of sacrifices over the years.
Those of us who have been there previously in past tournaments, it's long overdue. And especially with the team that we went over to Slovakia with this year, I mean, we had no other option but to come home with gold. You can't put it into words. I mean, when that final buzzer went, I think everyone blacked out for the next 30 minutes or so. It was pure adrenaline, everything and more that we imagined. Just absolutely all that hard work for months of training, practicing, fundraising, and it was everything. Watching the whole island support us through the whole tournament, through our social media feeds and on the news and everything, is absolutely incredible to see. And so, yeah, it all came together in a Cinderella story, and it felt great.
Babin says his team is still riding that wave of absolute adrenaline.
It definitely took some time to settle in. Like I said, that adrenaline was pumping right away. I know for myself, about 48 hours later, starting to settle into the feeling that we are world champions at what we've done, and just seeing that gold medal every time I take a look at it, or seeing the trophy every time we see it, it's just a complete realization that it's happened. For myself, this is my second tournament, my second world championship. 2 years ago in Czech Republic, we started off the tournament well, but we didn't finish as we would have liked, finishing in fourth place. So coming back and being able to right all those wrongs that had happened, win against teams that had knocked us out, and I mean, ultimately to come out on top. I know the whole team is just on an absolute high, and it's just going to continue. And coming back to the island as champions is that ultimate realization of it all.
It was a long 9 days of competition for the 20 players who traveled across the Atlantic to compete in Slovakia at the 13th annual Ball Hockey World Championships. The tournament, hosted by the International Street and Ball Hockey Federation, started on June 14th and ended on the 22nd. Cayman took to the arena 9 times over the 9 days and finished with a record of 7 wins and 2 losses, with 33 goals for and only 21 against. The Cayman Cricket Carnival was quite a success. Despite a handful of teams dropping out at the last minute, the event was still a historic one, with girls' teams competing for the very first time. The annual Cricket Carnival was to be the biggest carnival to date, with 20 teams in total. But with 6 teams pulling out, organizers had to make a few changes to the schedule. A total of 14 teams, 10 boys and 4 girls teams, competed to win the Championship Cup. The Department of Sports Coordinator for Women, Meeta Day, says this was a historic moment for Cayman Cricket.
It's the first time that girls have actually played in a league of their own at primary school level. So that's important, because usually it's co-ed. So what we hope would be a jump start to spark the interest and increase awareness and more participation of girls in cricket, in hopes that we could build it into more school teams, girls teams, middle school teams, high school teams, and eventually cricket league and national players.
6 teams pulled out. How disappointing is that for you?
It was very disappointing, because I believe that the Cricket Association made every effort to go into schools, particularly the government schools as well, any school that would have them, and a private school, to initiate a program, a coaching program, so that the girls could get familiarized. So it was very disappointing that more government schools didn't take part, but Cayman Prep stepped up big with 8 teams, and from day one they wanted to put in 8 teams, but we wanted to give the other schools a chance. But they stepped up, and a lot of government schools that pulled out, we hope next time that they will be able to join us.
Schools that participated included Georgetown Primary, Red Bay Primary, Bodentown Primary, Cayman Prep, St. Ignatius, Lighthouse School. Winners of the 2019 Cayman Cricket Carnival in the girls' category were St. Ignatius. Cayman Prep A were runners-up, and third place belonged to Cayman Prep B. In the boys' category, the winner was Cayman Prep A, the runners-up Cayman Prep B, and in third place, Cayman Prep C. And that'll do it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.